as we lift up and exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you today a twofold kind of a message. You know, we're having the McGuire State Mission offering, and the emphasis is being emphasized. But today I want to include in this message today, because it includes the text that I'm going to use, that we need in order to support our missionaries right here in the state of Florida. I want to make one thing clear to you today, that every dime that is taken up through a mission offering stays right here in the state of Florida. Does not go around the world, does not go anywhere else, but it stays right here to minister to our missionaries here at home, and it also ministers to all of those that we're trying to reach. Why? Because you see, the message today is titled, Heavenly Embassies and Ambassadors on Earth. I believe that there's a slide that has been prepared. You notice, the embassy and ambassadors on earth. What the church that you see up there is Crossroads Community Church, and that is our pastor. The church is our embassy, and our pastor is our ambassador here on earth. Now, let me give you the definition of an embassy. An embassy is a little spot of land that is down in an alien land. And folks, listen, we have a foreign mission field right here in the state of Florida. We don't need to go out of this country. We don't need to go out of this state. We don't even need to go out of our community. We've got an alien country and alien people right here around us. But you see, the thing about it is, we are that piece of land right here in this community called Crossroads Community Church. And we are the embassy that has been sent here by God, because you see, the Lord is the one that initiated the pastor and the people of this church to build this church several years ago. And that is why you see that we call this our heavenly embassy right here on earth. Why? Because we are heavenly people, and the heavenly people are the people that has been saved, born again by the Spirit and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are a people, you see, that has been sent on a mission by our Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you see, the ambassador is a person that has been nominated or appointed by the president of our country, so to speak. He is sent to a foreign country, and we know about the embassies. We've heard about the bombing of the embassies and all that's going on and all that's happening there. Well, you see, the embassies on this earth, our heavenly embassies, are also being bombed and bombarded, because Satan is still on the move. Satan is still he's still moving in a very powerful, very powerful, powerful way. But I want you to understand, folks, that we have an ambassador that stands in this pulpit Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and he upholds and lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ, because he takes his orders from the Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he delivers that order to you and I. What is his order? His order is none other, beloved, than the Word of God. And that is the order that we follow. That is what we go by. That is where we do not bow to anything or anybody else, but we bow to our Father God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we uphold him, and we preach the Word of God with simplicity, with power, and rejoicing together, because Jesus Christ is our great ambassador, who has sent and anointed this service and anointed this church and anointed you. You see, it goes further than just a pastor being an ambassador. The church itself is ambassadors here on this earth. All of us, you see, has been anointed by God. All of us are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. All of us have been sent out by God. All of us has a message of God. All of us, if we have been born again and saved, we have been saved by the power of God, and therefore we are on a mandate, and we are under his commissioning orders, and we don't have the right to change that order or to move in any other way, but to carry it out in full force as Jesus would have us to do so. God, you see, wants us to continue to be the heavenly ambassadors here on this earth. as well as right here in this embassy. So I want to use this morning, you see, that we would talk about our American embassies, our president that appoints ambassadors to go to those embassies. I want to use this morning in a spiritual sense, because we have a president. We have a holy president. We have one, you see, that is anointed, that is the one and the only true God, the Father, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are a people that is sitting in a heavenly place this morning right here at Crossroads Community Church, and we are under His authority, and we're under His power. Can't you feel His presence? Can't you feel His arm wrapping around you? Can't you feel His love? I pray and hope that you can, because I want you to know He's here in full force this morning. And He's here today to bless your life and to bless all of our lives today. And if you're looking for a place today to serve the Lord, if you're looking for a true church, and if you're looking for a true ambassador, one that will tell you the truth and be truthful with you and up front, you have come to the right place, because Crossroads Community Church is a true church of God, and our pastor is a true ambassador of God that preaches the word of the living God. You are in the right place today. Cheer up, folks. We're in God's presence today. We need to wipe those frowns off of our face. We need to get this question marks and the doubts out of our mind. We need to clear up all of this garbage that's been trying to bombard us and try to attack us and do all these things, because Satan is going to do everything he can to try to tear you down and to wear you down. But, beloved, we have power over him, because Jesus is our authority from on high. Amen. And he has given us the power and the authority to do what we need to do today. So getting that, that's just my introduction now. Now I want to get to the message. But I tell you, God is so good. And God is good all the time. Yes, He is. I want to have a word of prayer before we begin. Father God, we thank You this morning for this privilege, for this great honor we have to come into Your presence. Thank You so much, oh God, for Your love that You shed and You had for us. Thank You for Your shed blood that you poured out and shed on Calvary's cross the day that You was crucified and You died for our sins, that our sins can be forgiven. And today we sit here today as a people that had been born and saved again, born again and saved by the power and blood of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And today we come to pray that You would anoint this service and anoint this message. Use it, dear Lord, to honor You, to glorify You, and let Your will be done as we continue to praise and worship You. I pray, Lord, that You would touch every heart and every life. Because, Lord, we know that in congregations such as this, that there is indelibly someone or some persons that has never made a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by faith through grace in Christ. And I pray that today they will not leave from here until they have given their heart and soul to Jesus, and that they have united with the church that You have led them to today. If Your Spirit is willing and moving and working in their life, have Your way. I'm going to thank You and I'm going to praise You for what You're going to do in the precious and powerful name of Jesus, and just for His sake. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. There is two things that I want to point out this morning concerning heavenly embassies and ambassadors on earth. First of all, a true church, the embassy, the heavenly embassy that we've been talking about. Any place on earth, it is illustrated by an embassy. And the true church represents heaven here on earth. The Apostle Paul said, "For our citizenship is in heaven," in Philippians 3:20. Why? Because, you see, that's where Jesus Christ is, and He's the one that we're looking for to come back. And that's what the Scripture talks about. But I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through verse 21, with our text verse of verse 20. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the church, the embassy, the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Aren't you glad this morning that Jesus did not come into this world to condemn you, but to save you? That's what that scripture is really talking about. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Beloved, you and I have no righteousness. You and I have no reason to expect anything from God. You and I have no purpose in any way, shape, form, or fashion of receiving any blessing that he has to offer to us. We don't have the right, because you see, we were once dead in trespasses and sin, and we are the ones, you see, that crucified him over and over and over and over again. Not just those Roman soldiers, not just Pontius Pilate, not just all of those in the magistrate's court and all of them. Not only did they condemn him to death, not only did they put him to death, not only did they crucify him, not only did they nail the nails in his hands and his feet, but beloved, we also, as the people of God, even though this happened 2,000 years ago, you and I were still on his mind whenever all of this was going on. And so therefore, you and I then are part of the reason why Jesus was crucified, why Jesus died, and why he shed his precious blood. And so today, you see, because you are a born-again child of God, that is enough for you to lift up holy hands and then lift up your voice and your eyes to heaven and just lift up Jesus Christ and thank him and praise him, because, beloved, we didn't deserve what we've got, but thank God for his grace and for his mercy. We are now born-again children of God. We are a family of God. We are a people, you see, that's been reconciled from the world and been reconciled unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, it behooves you and I then, as a people of God, that we are the ambassadors here on earth, and we are to take the ministry of reconciliation that Jesus gave to us from the Word of God, and we're to use that reconciliation, reconciling one another to each other, because we are the family of God and we are the people of God. And we are to bring harmony and peace one amongst the other. That's what an ambassador does. He goes and he brings forth a message. He carries out the mandate that his president or that his father gave to him. As we think about a heavenly embassy, a spiritual embassy, and because you see, our ambassador, who is not president. Obama, but you know who I'm talking about. He's not the one that we're talking about. We have a great high priest. We have a great redeemer. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have his Father who is sitting on the throne of God today. And today Jesus Christ is making intercession for every one of us that is in here this morning. And today we can come together and we can thank Him and praise Him because, you see, He goes to our Father and He pleads your case and He pleads my case to Him. And thank God for that privilege and that opportunity. Why? Because we are the people of God. And you see, the Scripture plainly teaches us that for our conversation or our citizenship in Philippians 3:20 is in heaven, from which also we look for the Lord, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The earth where we sit right here in this particular community as a church is somewhat of an alien land, because the Apostle Peter said that we are pilgrims in an alien land. You remember the song that we sing, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Well, folks, this is exactly what we're doing today. We are passing through this community. We're passing through this world. We're passing through this state. We're passing through because, you see, God has spared us. He placed us here. He's anointed us, and He's given us a mandate, and we are to take the message of God, and we are to go out, and we are to tell the message of to others about what Jesus had done for you and me, in order that they might be also reconciled to the Father God, because they are aliens in this world, even though they live in the United States. They're citizens of the United States, and they're also a part of maybe a part of a church, or they're part of a community. They're part of a citizenship. They're part of all of that we enjoy in the life. But beloved, if they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, they are aliens in His sight, because they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have to go and bring them to the Lord Jesus, reconciling them through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, through the message and the mandate that God has given to us. That's why our pastor stands here every Sunday and every Wednesday, and he preaches the truth of the Word of God, and he tells it like it is. He don't water it down. He doesn't compromise it. And beloved, he tells it up straight. People doesn't like that. People don't like him, but I want to tell you something. Anybody that will tell you the truth, anybody that will be forthright and doing what is right and doing the right thing in order to help somebody else, you rest assured, they're not going to be popular. That's right. We're not going to be popular. And as I've said all my life, all my ministry for over 50 plus years, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here, beloved, in order that I might help you to know the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free. Our pastor wants you to know the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free. The church, beloved, is the embassy here on this earth that has been appointed by God the Father and placed here in this community, that our pastor, who is the ambassador or the pastor of this church, he's the one that has his mandate. He's the one that has his orders. He cannot change the order. Why? Because the Word of God cannot be changed. The message will not change. The methods may not change. There might be some changes made somewhere along the way in order that we might reach the world. And that is all right if we do so. But folks, let's do it under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. That's what our pastor has been anointed and what he's been sent here to do. And I tell you, we know, and I'm not here to lift up a man per se, but I want y'all to understand one thing this morning, folks. Our pastor is not just an ordinary man. Our pastor is a man that's been called by God, that's been anointed by God, that has been endowed with the Spirit and power of God. And a man, you see, with integrity, a man that is with honesty, a man that loves the Lord God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and body, with all of his strength, a man that loves the Word of God, and a man that stands firmly upon the Word of God, and a man that loves his people. Folks, I'm telling you one thing right now. You may not know this, but I know about your pastor, our pastor rather. I know about him, and I know that he spends hours sometimes without sleep and without food, in order that he might lift you up in prayer, that he might minister to you, that he might help you in some way or another. No, you may not find him here in the office. You may not find him around the church ground. You may not find him here doing this. But I guarantee you one thing. If you want to find him, go to the nursing home. Go to the hospital. Go to the funeral home. Go to the people you see that is hurting. Go to those people out here that are amongst this church. Even before our pastor left town to go on his trip, on Wednesday, he was at the hospital seeing Miss Wynn. He was there. You see, that's the kind of love. That's the kind of ambassador. That's the kind of pastor that we have. He's a heavenly ambassador here on earth that's been anointed by God to preach the word of God. So you see, the earth where we sit are churches in an alien land. The nearest people on earth that is a church that is functioning to do what God wants to do for our citizenship, or our conversation is in heaven. Our headquarters are in heaven. Ephesians 5:23 says, Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. We take orders from no other. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power or all authority is given unto me. Then he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That is the mandate that God gave to the pastor. That is the mandate that God gives to the church. And that is the message that we have to take to a world that is still alien and far away from God, because they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he said, go as I command you, and tell them, and lo, I am going to be with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. That's what he says. And so you see, we are a embassy, a heavenly embassy right here on earth, because we are the people of God. We're a family of God. We're brothers and sisters, and beloved, whenever we're brothers and sisters, that brings us together in a greater way than we've ever been before. And we can identify with one another. We're to laugh with one another. We're to cry with one another. We're to bear one another's burdens. This is what a heavenly embassy here on this earth does. It is a church. And you see, this is why that our missionaries that are here in the state of Florida, and we have 52 ministries that is going on in the state of Florida alone that ministers to people that are in that come from foreign lands, and people right here of the American race as well that are here in the United States that does not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. These missionaries, they're going and they're telling the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is why you see our pastor is forever out wherever he goes, to the bank, to the station, or wherever he goes. He's telling people about Jesus. Do we do that? Do we do that? You see, get in my way one more time, and I'll kick you off this platform. But I'm gonna tell you, when I get excited, everything gets in my way. Well, I'm not gonna let it bother me. But you see, we are a born again family. We are a regenerated membership. We are a heavenly relationship. We are the children of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We have passed from death unto life. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. If you then be risen with Christ, Paul says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. This is what Paul was talking about. And you see, that's what a true church is all about. This is what a true church does. This is why you see that we are a true church here in this community, because we are practicing what the Bible and what God has given to us of His laws and of His mandates. We're practicing them every day that you and I live. You see, we have a heavenly representative that has come on earth, here on earth, that is called alongside of us to help us, who is called the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and He shall send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you." Why? That He may comfort you, that He may reprove you, that He might rebuke you, that He might abide with you and live in you, and to be with you and to be by you, to come alongside of you and help you do what you can't do, to lift you up, to cheer you along, to encourage you, to strengthen you, and to give you guidance and wisdom, give you understanding and knowledge. We have all that we have need of today, because we are a people of God that belong to a true church that has been anointed by the Father God, and we have the heavenly representative, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, that is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit of God is the person that He has sent back here in His place to represent us, and He lives in our life, because the moment that you trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit came into your life to live and to abide in your life and to set up His abode and to be there to help you do what you can't do yourself. Oh, I tell you, we are such a blessed people today. We are so blessed. We are so honored. And I tell you, we have everything that we have need of right here in our own hand. That's why the Bible teaches us that we are sustained by the grace of God. The grace of God, you see, is God's redemption at Christ's expense. And it was at His expense. It was because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Look right down here at verse 21. Whenever He said, "For He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him," in Jesus Christ, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are a blessed people to be in a true church that honors the Lord Jesus and that preaches the Word, keeps His ordinances, the baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I put them in that order because that's the only order that they need to be in. Because if you haven't been born again, saved, and baptized and united into a local fellowship, then you know you don't have the right to take the Lord's Supper, unless you've been saved, born again. Because we have to get sin out of our life. And that's what hinders us or keeps us from coming to know Christ as Savior and Lord. And then we unite with Him in baptism to unite with the fellowship, that we might be able to have fellowship with God and fellowship with one another, because we've been changed. He says over here in verse 17 that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have been passed away. All things become new. That's because, you see, when Jesus comes into our life, He removes the old life. He removes the old way, or is supposed to be removed. And you see, it will be removed because He is the one that has the power to remove it if we allow Him to remove everything from our life. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to remove all of that back past. He wants to remove all of those back sins. He wants to remove that back life. He wants to remove everything that held us away from coming to Him. He wants to remove all of that in order that we might be born again and become new in Christ Jesus our Lord, that we might be able to see things different, that we might be able to have a different vision, that we might be able to set new goals, and that our lives, you see, might be able to start counting for something, and we will be able to to have an influence on somebody else spiritually in their life. That is what you see an ambassador that works and serves in an embassy is supposed to do. And this church is our heavenly embassy. We are the ambassador, the spiritual ambassador sent by God in order that we might change the world. The world does not need to change us. We need to change the world. Amen. So you see, God is still working. I want you all to, I want to just share a short story with you that took place in San Mateo. As I was preaching there many years ago, there was a family that came down from Georgia. That family that come down from Georgia, they had two little girls. And those two little girls come every summer with their mother and daddy. And the first thing they did was bring them to church. San Mateo Church became a church away from home for them. And I got a call from the daddy of those two little girls that was sharing with me about 3, 4, 5 months ago, that told me, they said, "Preacher, or Brother Lewis, we want you to know and to understand that because of your faithfulness to the Word of God, because of the ministry the church provided for us, my two little girls that was practically raised in your church away from ours, they come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord." And the girls testified and said, "Preacher, it was because of Brother Lewis preaching the Word. It wasn't me. It was the Word. Preaching the Word. Preaching the Word. And the church ministering the Word. The church ministering to the people that come." That's what saved those little girls' souls. Now they're teenagers, and both of them are now leaders in their church. You see, that's what this is, what this is about. And this is why that we have, this is why that we have every year the state mission offering emphasis, and why we have missionaries, and why we emphasize this. You see, this is not just another way of getting money from somebody. Sure, it takes money to support our missionaries. It takes money to support the church. It takes money to support the ministry. It takes money to do all of those things. But folks, listen, it is not just money that we're talking about that supports the ministry. It is people. It is people. You and I, the people of God. I want to read just a little excerpt from what it says of the of this, taken out of Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Listen to what it says. "And let us not be weary," meaning let's not faint or let's not fall out. Let's not get tired. Let's not get discouraged. Let's not get bewildered. Let's not get, disheartened. Let us not get down. That's what he's talking about. Let us not be weary in well-doing. What we're doing is well-doing, folks. The ministry we're doing is well-doing. The Word of God is well-doing. The teaching of God's Word is well-doing. The children in that nursery back there, the children that goes back here, the youth, all of the ministry that goes on here, that's well-doing. He said, don't get weary. Don't get discouraged. And don't get sidetracked. Don't let anything get in your way, is what he's talking about. "For in due season," he says, "we shall reap if we faint not." What are we talking about reaping? We're talking about reaping lost souls. We're talking about reaping souls. We're talking about reaping a people that is being reached and reconciled to God, that's been wandering to and fro out there in the world, that is lost and undone without Jesus. A people you see that is discouraged, a people that is hurting, a people that is down, disheartened, and all of these kind of things. He says, don't be weary in doing what you're doing, because if you do not faint in the midst of all of this, you're going to reap the results. You're going to reap the joys. You're going to reap blood of the blessings of God because it is coming in due time. God will bless and will bring all of this about, is what he's saying. If we faint not. So keep heart, take heart, and keep going. Hold your head up. Because he said in verse 10, and we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. Folks, if there is anybody that needs to be ministered to, it's your neighbor you're sitting next to, or behind you, or in front of you. The church needs to be encouraged. I'll tell you someone else who needs to be encouraged. He won't say it, but our pastor that stands here every Sunday and every Wednesday, he needs to be encouraged. He don't need to be broke down. He don't need to be talked down. He does not need to be torn apart, or he does not need to become fried chicken for dinner. You follow me? Follow me. You see, we who are of the household of faith especially are to do good unto them. And so you see, whenever an ambassador goes to an embassy, whatever happens to that ambassador in that embassy reflects on the president. It reflects on America, using it in that term. And a heavenly embassy, a church, and what happens in a church is going to be a reflection against our pastor that doesn't deserve it either. And so you see, we are to do good to those who are of the household of faith, and to give, to support, not just to support with prayer, but to support the services. Folks, there's just one thing that will dishearten a preacher, is to look out and see a bunch of empty seats, empty chairs, empty pews. When the people of God know they need to be there filling those seats, not for the preacher's sake, not for the deacon's sake, not for the band's sake, not for anybody's sake, but for your sake, because you love Jesus and you're a part of the family of God. And this is your church. And you should love your church enough that you want to be here every time those doors are open. Because you see, if you're not, you're going to miss something. And I don't like to miss too much. I like to enjoy all of what I like. And what I have here, I enjoy. I like it. I looked around. I couldn't find the true church until I came to Crossroads. I found a true church. I found a true pastor. I found a fellowship and the Spirit of God that was real and moving. You see, that's what attracts people. And what you and I do is going to reflect on how things turns out. Because we will stand before God and give an account one day. So Paul, you see, is saying, don't get weary. Don't get disheartened. Don't fall down on the job. Christians are ambassadors of Christ, and therefore the whole world is alienated. And Paul said in Ephesians 2:12 that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. The only way to reconciliation is by what Christ did at Calvary. Whenever he went to the cross and he died and gave his life, shed his precious blood, that we may have life eternal. And And that's what he's saying to you and me this morning. Are you satisfied with your life? Are you satisfied with how God has... Are you satisfied with the Lord in your life? If you are, give all of yourself to Him. Sell out. Be all the way in and give yourself over to Him that He might take your life and that He might transform it, reshape it, and reform it. Like the potter at the clay. When the potter found a flaw in the clay, he didn't throw the clay away. He took it and reshaped it and made another. Aren't you glad that God didn't throw the clay away? Amen. He didn't throw you and me away. And we needed to be at times. And so you see, He's here today that is saying to you, I am your true ambassador. I am your true God. I am your true Savior. I am your true Word. I am your truth today that is reaching out to you. I am who you need today in your life if you will come to me. I believe that that's what He's saying to all of us. Come to Him. We all need to have a change and a touch of God in our life, fresh and anew. Every now and then I come to the altar and I'll kneel down and I'll pray because I need that for my own life. I need to be touched. I need to have a refreshing. I need to have a renewal. Nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about somebody saying, well, what has he done or she done that they have to go to the altar and pray. Don't worry about that. It's not between you and them. It's between you and God. Amen. God needs to have all of us. He needs to have a church that is a true church. A true church that loves Him. A true church that loves the Word of God. A true church that loves one another. And I'm not saying that we don't. We have a loving church. We have a fantastic church. I'm here. I love this church. And we have what we have need of right here in this church. But I want us to all enjoy the things that I enjoy in my own heart. Be united, one mind and one accord, serving the Lord. Doing what He called us to do. Because you see, the Holy Spirit is one that is leading and directing and guiding in everything that we do, everything that we say. This message this morning was not delivered by Leroy Lewis. This message was delivered because of what Jesus done in my life. And because of the Holy Spirit who lives and abides in my life. You notice, I had an outline. I had some things up here that I was going to be looking at. But you know something? God didn't want me to look at that stuff. He had a message laid on my heart. To deliver and to preach, because that's the true spirit and the true word of God. Our pastor does the same thing. He does the same identical thing. We're blessed. Let's come and reunite with our Lord Jesus and say, all to Him I owe and all to Him I give of myself right now. Because we do. Let's pray together. We thank you, Father.